with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There are unconfirmed reports of casualties from a powerful earthquake. It happened on the Pacific Island nation of Vanuatu. Meanwhile, at least a tsunami warning was called off shortly after the earthquake itself occurred on the island. And there are some reports coming in, even though communications were also knocked out for a period of time. The horror of a mass school shooting struck the Madison area for the second time in 7 months yesterday. Police Department Chief Sean Barnes comments airing on WKOW-TV.
We know that three people are dead, including the suspect shooter. We know that the suspect shooter was a teenage student who attended the school. At this time, we're not releasing the age or gender.
Police say a teenager shot eight people in all before taking their own life. A bomb has killed a top Russian military official. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov was head of Russia's nuclear, biological, and chemical defense forces. Russia's investigative committee says an explosive device planted close to a residential apartment block in Moscow killed Kirillov and his assistant early Tuesday. Russian state news agency TASS cites unnamed sources saying the bomb was triggered remotely. Just yesterday, Ukraine security services charged Kirillov with the use of banned chemical weapons during Russia's military operation in Ukraine. I'm Donna Warder.
After months of deadlock, there are new signs that Israel and Hamas could be moving closer to a Gaza ceasefire and a hostage release deal.
There have been these reports that both Israel and Hamas were showing more willingness to make compromises needed to bridge the gaps between the two sides. We've had a lot of diplomatic and security officials coming and going.
That's BBC's Yolanda Nell in Jerusalem. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse makes a big investment in Sudan.
The giant Christian relief agency is setting up a field hospital in the African nation that is being ravaged by a civil war that broke out 18 months ago. Samaritan's Purse CEO Franklin Graham says, quote, so many people are suffering in this country. Millions have had to flee their homes, and reports state that 25 million people are in need of humanitarian assistance. This field hospital is a way we can begin to help with the overwhelming medical needs in at least one area. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faced with declining membership, aging buildings, and large underutilized properties, many U.S. houses of worship have closed their doors in recent years, but some congregations are using their land in new ways that also reflect their faith. Some are repurposing property to provide affordable housing, as in the housing crisis intensifying across the country, and that helped to reach out to some families who had nowhere else to stay. This is SRN News. U.S. Senate committee says at least two internal Amazon studies found a relationship between worker speed and injuries in the online retailers' warehouses.
A 160-page report issued by the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions alleges Amazon rejected many of the study's safety recommendations out of concern the proposed changes might reduce productivity. The report was the final product of a probe into Amazon's warehouse safety practices that Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders initiated last year. Amazon responded by saying the report is, quote, wrong on the facts and features selective outdated information that lacks context and isn't grounded in reality. Jeremy House, Washington.
Americans hoping for lower borrowing costs for homes, credit cards, and cars may be disappointed after this week's Federal Reserve meeting. More on these stories at srnnews.com.